Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, so, like, there's these dirty little secrets. There's pictures with, like, Bill Gates next to a very young girl. I don't know if she's technically underage, but it's part of the Epstein files. What the hell is horn dog Bill Gates doing there? And we know that Bill Gates is a horn dog. I mean, we don't. It's kind of out there that he's kind of kinky and sexual, and also Woody Allen. But you know, again, you know, if your friend runs a taco bar, and you hang out with your friend, and you know he runs a taco bar, don't you think you're enjoying the tacos? It just makes sense to me, and there's reason for us to speculate. So today is the deadline for releasing the Epstein files, but the president's Department of Justice, which he controls, is dragging its feet on releasing the Epstein files by today's deadline, and there could be legal consequences.
Today is the deadline for the Justice Department to release its Jeffrey Epstein files. They could give the most detailed look yet at nearly two decades of government investigations into Epstein's sexual abuse of young women. Those who've demanded the records release want to know if any of the financier's rich and powerful friends knew about his actions or took part. President Trump had tried to keep the files sealed.
This is a Democrat hoax that never ends.
But bowed to pressure last month, signing a bill giving Pam Bondi's Justice Department 30 days to release the files.
We will follow the law.
Pledging to protect victims while maximizing transparency.
All we want is full transparency.
Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries say Americans need to see the whole truth amid longstanding conspiracy theories about supposed government plots to protect the powerful. Sagar Magani, Washington.
All right, so if you were the president of the United States and people think you were involved with underage girls before you were president, why wouldn't you release the files to prove it? Why not? Why are they not releasing the files? See, that just adds to speculation. Why should I not speculate? Why should you not speculate on what really happened? And then the question is, does it matter? If he did that during his Playboy days before he was president, does it matter? That's up to you to decide. I mean, it matters to me. It matters to me if anybody did that. Because it's a statement of character. And it's illegal. And it's rape. If somebody rapes somebody, I don't know if that's something that we should forget about. even if they weren't president at the time. But I think all of this, speculation is totally justified. And so if you had nothing to do with it, release the files. But they're not being released. A lot of them are being held back. I don't think he cares about the legal consequences. But, you know, this is one of the things that is really affecting a lot of the voters who put the president in office in 2024, because a lot of people voted for him because he was the best option of the two, not because they loved him. And so when stuff like this comes along, it causes a lot of people to no longer want to support him. And there seems to be an effort afoot to set up another run for the presidency in 2028. I think a lot of that, as I've said in the blog and as I said in a video on Substack, Scoot on the Air Substack yesterday, which you can view and comment on, I mentioned that a lot of this has to do, I think, with the president's health, because there's a lot of things going on with the president that it's just not part of a normal person. And I know people like aspects of him because he's different and he's bold and he's all these different things and he's not like everybody else. But there are some things that just seem totally abnormal. You know, the Rob Reiner thing and shouting at people, the shouting tone, the yelling tone of the speech to the American people. There's something just doesn't seem quite right. So I think his health is going to have a lot to do with it. And also the polls. If it looks like he's not going to win, he's not going to run, because he doesn't ever want to be seen as a loser, even though he was in 2020. So anyway, we'll have to see what happens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.